Who was the first human being on earth that received Jesus Christ? Mary. Very good. Mary was the very first human being who received Jesus Christ. When the angel came and told her about the birth of Jesus Christ, she accepted Jesus Christ into her heart and also into her womb. So she was the very first one that received Jesus Christ. Today, we're going to study two Christmas story characters. If the story was a movie, then at the end of the movie, you wouldn't see Simeon and Anna in the casting credit. Because usually we focus on the shepherds, the wise men, and Mary, Joseph, and all these, and heavenly choir and angels. Very seldom that we focus on Simeon and Anna. Yeah, who are they? Not working. Okay, oops. Okay, leave it there. I believe these two characters are aging persons. They are elderly. Even though we did not find any evidence in the Bible telling us Simeon how old he was. But Anna, at least she was 84. Or in other translation, telling us that she was widowed. She was a widow for 84 years. That means she is well over 100 years old. But anyway, there are two elderly persons in the Bible, and very seldom that we include them in the Christmas story. So today we try to make up and put them into our context of Christmas story. Both of them were advanced in years. Basically, and I'm tasting something like they have taste. There's no future. Once you retire, once you get old, there's no future for you. But no, they love God, they worship God, they continue to be faithful to God. That's why God treat them specially and allow them to see baby Jesus. They were the very first human beings on earth. Other than the parents, they have Jesus in their arms, holding Jesus and embracing this newborn king. Why? Because Mary and Joseph were away from home. I don't think their relatives were around them, and there was no picture that they could send home. So Simeon and Anna, they were the very first person to have Jesus in their arms. What a lucky people. Why God treat them so specially? It's because there are four criterias. Now on the screen you will see, they saw God. They loved the Lord. They loved the Lord. Jumping too fast. Okay. Simeon, verse 25 tells us that he was a righteous person, a devout person. That means he loved the Lord heart and soul, just like dear Pastor Chow used to say, heart and soul, everything pulling into loving God. Not only that we are saying or we say we love God, but in every part of his life, he showed that he loved God. And then Anna never left the temple. Did she live in the temple? No. But that means that her faith never loses. She never loses her faith. And also, every available minute in her life, she spent it in the temple. I'm sure you have teenagers in your family that they love the church. They come back to the church on Friday and then worship practice and Sunday school and other activities. Like the Cantonese used to say, Sang Yat Hui Lai Bai Tong. No, it's not the whole day that you spend at the church, but every available minute you spend it with your friends at church. They love the Lord, heart and soul. All right, how about ourselves? It's easy to say and sing, I love you, Lord. But do we live our life showing God that we love him and allow other people to see that our love is really in action, not only in our mouths? The second point is they serve the Lord. They serve the Lord. Simeon. My time is up. Simeon is moved by the Spirit. He called himself a servant. He saw Jesus Christ and said, oh, that's it. I don't need anything else in the world. I can die today. And he said that, God, let your servant go. Allow me to, pass into your glory. And it's every move is guided by the Holy Spirit. And also Anna worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. She was praying for people. She was in the temple, caring for people and pray for them. And of course, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Did you know that the whole world, the peace of the world, hinges on the little city of Jerusalem? And that's why a couple of weeks ago, when someone says something about the capital of a certain country in Jerusalem, stirred up the whole world. It's because we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Anna did. No one noticed us, maybe. Nobody cared about us. Nobody remembered us. But don't forget, God remembered us. And he wants to use us, even though we are not brilliant people. That God can use all of us to bless others. Number three is they praise the Lord. After they have seen Jesus, the baby Jesus, they praise the Lord. Simeon have seen God's salvation, blessing to Jews and Gentiles. Wow, what a good news. And finally, I could embrace Jesus in my bosom. How wonderful. Anna gave thanks after seeing Jesus Christ. So they praise God. Sometimes we're lacking of doing this. What we say is complaining, comparing. How come so-and-so has it? I don't. How come he can do it and I cannot? We compare. And we focus on ourselves, not God's glory. But these two characters, they focus on God's goodness and glory. Focus in God, that means putting God in the center of the life. We focus on ourselves. We are self-centered. We complain. We say something bitter and even get angry and mad at God. So we have to learn from these two characters. Always praise God, focusing on God, not ourselves. Once we look at ourselves, then we will compare, and then we'll complain, then we'll have a lot of bitterness spilling out from our life. So let's change our focus. Number four, they proclaim the Lord. After they have seen the baby Jesus, they tell other people. They told Mary and Joseph, and also those who are around them in the temple. They told them about, this is it. This is the real thing. This is the true God. Came from above and come to save us. This is the answer to man's trouble and problem. We have sinned. We do not have any solution. Now God sent this Savior to us. So they were trying to tell other people and identify, this is it. This is the answer and solution that God sent. Let's seek Him and seek after Him. Can people see Jesus in our lives? Can they see us live a life that can point people to Jesus Christ? They do not know who is the true God. But when they look at your life, they can see that you are truly living out Jesus. And just like pointing your finger to the right direction so that people can follow and seek the true God. So we need to learn from these two characters that we point to the right direction for people to seek the true God. Even though these two characters have no future, they are getting old, nobody remembers them. God remembered them. God used them. God allowed them to see baby Jesus. What a blessing. Now I have 4 points on the screen. Do you remember all of them? You may say, well, it's hard to do 4 things. How about 2 out of 4? Well, actually, I want you to focus on number one. They love the Lord. You love the Lord. When you love the Lord, the other 3 things will come naturally. If you love the Lord, you will serve Him. You will praise Him. You will proclaim Him and share the good news with other people. So focus on number one. If you cannot remember 4, at least remember point number one. They loved the Lord. You love the Lord. You love the Lord, then you will serve, praise, and proclaim Jesus.
今天所讲的主题是他们遇见神，就是西面和阿拿。西面和阿拿是两位成熟的信徒，但因为他们年纪大了，没有人会记得他们，没有人能够记得住他。 连我们都不将他们摆在圣诞的故事当中，连我们大家在座的大家都没有把他摆在圣诞的故事里面。西面和阿拿是被遗忘的人，但是神没有忘记他们，令到他们能够蒙福，能够遇见耶稣，甚至乎能够拥抱住耶稣。 令到他们能够蒙福，能够遇见耶稣，甚至能够拥抱耶稣。
我相信除了玛利亚和约瑟之外，没人抱过耶稣。
我相信除了约瑟跟玛利亚抱过耶稣之外，没有其他人抱过耶稣。
我推测西面和哈拿就是最先能够有这个福气拥抱住耶稣的人。
我推测西面跟亚拿就是能够有这样的福气，能够最先的拥抱耶稣。
为什么他们会有这么大的福气呢？
为什么他们能够有这么大的福气呢？
他们有四个基本的条件。
他们有四个基本的条件。
第一个条件呢，就是他们爱神。
第一个条件是因为他们爱神。
他们不是用把口爱神。
他们不是单单用口说是爱神。
他们日日夜夜在他们的生命当中用行动来去表示爱神。
他们日日夜夜的在他们的行动里边用他们自己的行为来爱神。
跟着他们侍奉神敬拜神。
跟着他们侍奉神跟敬拜神。
侍奉和敬拜其实就是同一个字来的。
侍奉跟敬拜是其实是同一个字。
所以他们就是一路的侍奉一路的敬拜。
所以他们一边侍奉一边敬拜。
第三呢，就是他们称颂神。
第三是他们称颂神。
称颂有什么特别呢？
称颂有什么特别呢？
称颂就是我们将我们的焦点放在神的身上。
称颂就是把我们的焦点放在神的身上面。
如果焦点放在我们自己身上的时候，
如果焦点只是单单放在我们身上的话，
很多时候我们就会比较了。
很多时候我们就会比较。
为什么他帅一点？
为什么他那么帅呢？为什么他那么帅呢？
我们会比较，我们都会埋怨。
我们会比较，我们会埋怨。
我们做很多负面的事，
我们会做很多负面的东西。
但当我们的焦点放在神身上的时候，
但是当我们把焦点放在神身上的时候，
让他的荣耀他的好处都能够流露出来，
让他的荣耀让他的好处都能够流露出来。
最后就是他们见到耶稣之后，他们就传扬耶稣。
最后他们见到耶稣之后，他们能够传扬耶稣。
他们告诉人听，这个就是救主了。
他们告诉别人，这就是救主。
很清楚的指明，这个就是真神。
很清楚的指明，这就是他的，这就是真神。
所以我们都要学习他。
所以我们要学习他们。
未信主的朋友，如果你在这里听完之后，可能你刚才说的这些都不关我事的。
可能还没有信主的人就觉得刚才你说的这些事的话呢，好像跟我没有什么关系。
可能你要想一想。
可能你会想一想，
你都可以遇见神，
你也可以遇见神，
你可以看见他的荣耀，
你也可以看见他的荣耀。
因为耶稣应许说，
因为耶稣应许说，
寻找的能够寻见，
寻找的可以寻见。
今天是一个好日子，
今天是一个好日子，
你来到寻找这一位的救主，
你来寻找这位救主，
你就必定寻见，
你就必定寻见。